من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم والتابعين إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. اللهم ارزقنا علما نافعا ورزقا واسعا وشفاء من كل داء. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما. اللهم اجعله حجة لنا وليست علينا. اللهم اشرح صدورنا لما تحبه وترضاه، وانطقنا بما تحبه وترضاه، وضع في قلوبنا نورا، وفي أفواهنا نورا، وفي صدورنا نورا، واجعل لنا نورا يا رب العالمين. وبارك يا رب فيما نفعل وفي هذه الجلسة المباركة. آمين آمين يا رب العالمين. Always when you start any meeting, you make salah ala nabi, and you ask Allah to put barakah and blessing and light of what we say. And I learn in my life, I do not prepare any topic. I ask Allah to put in my heart and put in your heart what benefit me and what benefit you. Because the only one can know the benefit is Allah. We always think we have no the benefit. We do not know nothing. Allah is all-knowing, all-wise. Whoever do not reach Allah, he's a fool. And he will be disgraced in this life and hereafter. Whoever reach Allah and respect Allah, he will be success in this life and hereafter. Imagine if Allah tell me I am wise, the all-wise, and I'm using my mind. Who used his mind and he lost? Shaitan, the devil. He said, I'm better than Adam. To whom? To the one he created both of them. What we learn from that? Arrogant. What arrogant will do? When you said, I know. Anyone said, I know, he's a fool and he doesn't know. Anybody said, I, he's a selfish, he's greedy, he's blind, he's far away from Allah. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sunnah, he teach us, before you do anything, ask, make istikhara. Istikhara meaning ask Allah, oh Allah, choose for me. Put in my heart what is good for me. Today I feel sad. Nobody talking to Allah. Nobody asking Allah. Everybody want to follow desire. And today, the brother said, talk about how to connect to Allah. Another brother said, Sira ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Another sister said, how we implement what we're saying. Do you know what you're talking about, all of you? Sincerity. We have no sincerity. This is the truth. We have no truthfulness inside. We have no honesty. This is a disease. One scholar, his name Abu Hamid al-Ghazali, he said, Rahmatullah alayhi, he said, anybody sick, the cure is simple, death. Because death cure for all disease. Nobody in the grave said, give me an aspirin. I have a headache. No. All the physical ache and pain is gone. But wonder what happened. He said, by the moment of death, all the ache and pain physically is gone, except one thing. The diseases of the heart, you will start aching for it in the grave until the day of judgment and until you meet Allah. Do you know what the sickness of the heart? What about envy, jealousy, following your desire, not honest, not sincere, not truthful, not seeking knowledge, not implementing what you're knowing? Why? We ask ourselves why. Believe it or not, I'm lucky tonight and you're lucky inshallah by the will of Allah. Because what you said in your tongue is so beautiful. But only if you implement it. Another wise, I was talking to one brother a couple of nights ago. And he was telling me about one brother. And he told me, this brother, he said this and do this. I said, don't tell me. He says, well, said, why? I said, do you know Ali? I am witness against him in the Day of Judgment. Because all of us witness to each other or witness against each other. All of us. Father, mother, girl, young boy, old, young, everyone. Whatever, what you're doing in your life, Allah will come and tell you. What you did? I did not do it. Come on, so and so. Come daughter, come son, come mother, come father, come parents. Whatever, what is it? He will be with the people witness to you or against you. And this wise, he said, the liar is a fool. Because his lies cannot reach, make him reach so much. The liar has no foot. It will not lead him to so much. Let me tell you honest to Allah, the majority of the ummah in a major state of a lie. We are now living a combination between lying, hypocrisy, and worshipping ourselves and worshipping the devil. And this belongs to what you tell me. How I connect to Allah when my heart full of my desire? It doesn't work. Where's obedience? How I connect to Allah when I do not know the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? What he advised me? How I know the status of woman when I do not know what is the role of woman in Islam? How I get married? What is my rights? How I get divorced? What is my rights? What is my obligation? How I be sincere to Allah when I do not know? How I be a slave to Allah? How I be a parent? Nobody said, how I be a good daughter? How I be a good son? It's almost like it's not there. Why? If you look today, all of us have one major disease. Do you know what is it? Blindness. The whole ummah in a state of major blindness. Who blind us? Who give us vision? Who? Allah. Allah is the only one can give you vision. Allah is the only one takes the vision away from you. Why Allah will give you vision? Why Allah takes the vision from you? Truthfulness, honesty, sincerity, humble, humility. Is not a talk. None of what I say is related to talk. Is related to action. Let's take example. Two weeks ago we talk about how we embrace Islam. What is Islam? Do you know today I can tell you. What you tell me, I can gather it in what another topic. How I can be real, practical Muslim. How I can be an honest, real Muslim, not a fake Muslim. This is why I talk about it last Jum'ah. And many Jum'ah before, people come to me and tell me, we talk about unity. I said, unity of what? Allah said, unity for me. If we do not have the heart full of Allah, how we can be unity? I have a family, in a couple of weeks I go to them, the mother begged me, please coming talk about the unity of the family. The family is apart. Daughter and son, everybody and all over. Do you know, it came in my heart. How I can unite a family when the heart is completely scattered all over? The same disease. If this daughter want a husband, this daughter want a house, this daughter want this, this husband or this man want this. Is nobody want Allah? Is nobody want Allah? How you unite the people in a goals or completely separate? It doesn't work. I said to one of the daughter of this family, I said to her, you know your family need one problem, only one problem. If the heart connected to Allah, Allah is one, we have to be coming together. We have to. But today, if you read Quran, you find out unity, victory. Sharia, Quran, understanding. All this is a gift from Allah to certain quality people. But today we do not worry about the quality people, we worry about the gift. Believe me, if we act today like that in any department store or any mall, they will call 911 and take us to mental institute. These people lost their brain. Imagine you go to a store, you're collecting what you want, and you put it in a bag and you're leaving. Excuse me, pay the price. No. I like it. I want it, I will take it. They will say, you are a cuckoo. Call 911, take them to mental institute. Why? Because to buy something, you have to pay a price. But today as a Muslim, we want what we want. What we do not want pays a price. It doesn't work. Allah tell you, you do this for me, I give you this. You do this, I give you that. But today we want from Allah all the gift, but we do not want the obedience. We do not want sincerity. We do not want honesty. We do not want humility. It ache me. I said it before to many people. I really do da'wah with them. I find people coming to me only when they have a problem. Once the problem solved, you do not see the person. What is that? Believe me, you have any problem, you can solve it very easy. What is a problem? A Muslim doesn't have a problem. A Muslim have a calamity, have a trial, have an examination, have a test. Go to yourself, why? Is a wisdom behind it. If I'm a Muslim, what I do? I go to Allah. Oh Allah, what is meaning? What's going on in my life, Ya Allah? Show me, Ya Allah. Even if something against my will or something I do not like, what I do? Oh Allah, show me the way. How many people do that? All the people I know in my life in last 14, 15, 20 years, only one family one time called me. Do you know why? They said, please, Brother Ahmed, our daughter is getting married. Can you please come in and tell us what the right steps according to Quran and Sunnah for her marriage? Only one. One in almost 20 years. Has anybody come to me and tell me I'm going to have this business? What is the manner and etiquette? What is the regulation for to buy and sell? This is Islam. I'm renting this house. What is the manner to rent a house in Islam? Disobedience. This is Islam. Islam, what we said, submission to the will of Allah. Do you know today what we want? We want tailored Islam according to my need and my desire, not according to Allah. When the time of Hajj, I want to know what's the best package. What's the best package of what? To companionship? No. Who give me better room? Who give me more meals? Who give me air condition? I'm worried about how I live in 2 weeks. And I'm not worried about the connection between me and Allah in the most ultimate trip in my life. Who will be with me? Who is my companion? Who will remind me about Allah? Who really can connect me to Allah if I get lost? Who really have activity to make sure we are going to do Hajj in the right way Allah wanted? No. They have a bathroom or no bathroom? How many bedroom? How many beds? With fan or air condition? What kind of buses? The meal is hot or cold? How many drink? Look at, you look in a flyer, it's sickness. It's not a journey to Hajj. Wallahi, if you will go to Walt Disney, you will not do what you're doing to Hajj. Where is Islam? What about Ramadan? The same. What about Salah? The same. Where is the soul and roots and ruh, the spirit of real Islam? Islam become a bunch of ritual, habit and custom, has nothing to do with Islam. You find people going to the masajid 5 times a day, but full of lies. Have no manner. What happened? What happened to Salah? If Salah do not affecting me and reflecting in my health, and I'm talking about the health of heart, not my physical health. Because my physical health belongs to Allah. Allah will change it according to what He wants. But my heart is the one Allah tell me, struggle for your heart, for your connection with me. This is what I should worry about. But my dear brother and sister in Islam, where is the heart? Tell me, where is the heart who want Allah? And if you said you want Allah, you are a liar. Do you know why? Because if you want someone, you're running after. If you love someone, you remember him. If you love someone, you try to obey him. If you love someone, you try to please him. This love. We lost even the meaning of basics. And today I say it. If you cannot love Allah, you think He will love your husband or your wife? If you cannot love Allah, you will love your daughter and son? You will be justice to them? If you do not love the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, today what we do? Next week, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam birthday, everybody celebrate. In your country, you have your own innovation, bid'ah. In my country, mashallah, they have all kind of sweet. When I grew up, we know the Prophet's birthday. How? If you're female, you get a statue in the shape of a nice girl, pinkish, made from sugar and different halwa. And by the end of the night, you eat it. And if you are a male, you get a horse. And by the end of the night, you eat the horse, you eat the horseman, you eat the sword, or you make a pudding. And this is the birthday of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Is this really the birth of the Prophet? How we celebrate? One scholar, mashallah, may Allah give him mercy in the grave, he said, you can celebrate the birth of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam every single moment of your life. Every single day, you celebrated the birth of the Prophet. How? By implementing his sunnah. By knowing his sunnah. By doing the things he advised you to do. And not doing the things advised you not to do. By making durood, making salah ala nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. By making dua to his family and his companion. To imitate his companion. This is celebrating the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We won't talk about seerah. Where's seerah in our life? Where's seerah in our life? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, this life is like a garbage place. Only take what you need and leave. اعبروها ولا تعمروها. Go toward it. Pass it and do not build in it. Is a bridge. Our life is a bridge. We are not resident. None of us is resident. But look what we're doing. We acting like resident forever. And we give the same disease to our own kids. What we feed them? We feed them our own disease. How many family come to me and tell me how we implement Islam in our family? How we really live according to Quran and Sunnah. How you do that if you do not struggle and sacrifice? The whole Islam, if you study it, is sacrifice. Is struggle against your will, against your heart, for Allah. By this way, my brother and sister in Islam, nothing of what we talk about it can benefit any one of us unless number one is done. What is number one? We embrace Islam. How? By saying la, no. You have to negate everything in your life except Allah. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never enter your heart unless the love of Allah above any love. How many of us know Allah? Tell me, how many of us know Allah? How many of us try to study the attribute and quality of Allah? How many of us living with Allah? You walk with Allah, you talk to Allah. Every time you have a problem, you call Allah. Every time you have goodness, you ask Allah and you thank Him for what He offers you. This is Islam. Islam is not 5 times Salah. Because if you think about 5 times Salah is maximum 1 hour. What about 23 hours? Ramadan is 1 month. Hajj, today you can have a super luxe package for 7 days. You do Hajj and you're done. And if you're a famous star, you have more money, they can give you Hajj in 24 hours. They take you to Arafat and the rest license. They didn't let somebody do it in your behalf. Where is Islam? And who are we playing game with? Do we really can play game with Allah? If Allah tell me, Allah is shaheed, Allah bear witness, where I go? If Allah tell me I'm muheet, the one who know everything, Allah is all-seeing, Allah is basir, Allah is here, Allah is the most powerful, Allah is the greatest, it's just wording we say it. This is a problem, we just wording. Mumble word from our heart, from our tongue, not our heart. Why? You see, my brother in Islam and sister, we cannot have Islam and everything else. Today we want to have everything. Little bit of TV, little bit of music, little bit of gossip, little bit of backbiting, little bit of nonsense. A slave to dunya, working like nuts, not like even donkey or like a monkey, because he will not do what we're doing. And in the end, if we have time, maybe we want Allah. By this way, it becomes we want Allah part-time. And even not part-time, part-time. It doesn't work. Allah will never allow you. Allah, He wants honest and sincerity. Do you really believe in Jannah? Do you really believe every day you're gaining Jannah or you're losing Jannah? Do you really believe every day you married or divorced from Hurayn? Do you really believe in that? No, you do not believe. Because if you believe, your action will work toward your belief. You see? But today we said it by our tongue. It doesn't work. I said it in one of my tapes. A man traveling to a pious man. And he tell him. He knock in the door. The man opened the door early in the morning. He said, "Who are you?" He said, "I'm a traveler." He said, "What do you want?" He said, "I want to ask you 2 questions. He said, "Can you wait until morning?" He said, "No. I'm going to ask you the 2 questions and I'm going to leave." He said, "You coming? Where are you coming from?" He said, "Such and such." He said, "Such and such is 1 year distance. You traveling 1 year to ask me 2 questions and leaving?" He said, "Yes, look at us. How much we travel to gain knowledge. How much we travel to gain some knowledge. How much we really want the knowledge of Allah. Even my own kids, they do not want knowledge. They want ice cream, they want ice pop, they want food, they want shoes, they want clothes. But they really want Allah, they want knowledge. Knowledge you have to run after it. Imagine he traveled for 1 year to ask 2 questions only. And he go back again another 1 year. Meaning 2 years of traveling to be with a good man to ask him 2 questions. Today we hear about somebody around us and we do not want to spend some time with them. What is Islam? Companionship. What the companion call companion? Because he accompanies the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Can you gain Islam when you're sitting in the front of TV and going running like nuts in the mall and talking in the phone like idiot? Talking to whom? I do not know. Talking about what? I do not know. Imagine you do not know whom you're talking to, about what you're talking to, for what purpose, what you gaining? I do not know. Who are you? I do not know. Where are you going? I do not know. What do you want? I do not know. MashaAllah. Beautiful seed. How you feed? But look at the sincerity. The man traveling for 2 years to ask 2 questions. To a man, he heard, he has some wisdom. What is the two questions? Do you know what the two questions? He tell him, now the pious person, he anxious. He said, you're traveling for 2 years to ask me two questions? He said, only two questions. And he said, you're leaving back right away to where you're coming from? He said, I'm leaving back. He said, go ahead, tell me. Now I'm anxious. He said, how I know my status with Allah? The pious man, he was quiet. After he'd been quiet for some time, he gave him the answer. He said, look to what Allah have been using you for. You see the answer? Look to what Allah has been using you for, you will know where you are with Allah. Is me working for whom? Don't forget, in any time, all of us, either working for Allah or working for our desire and shaitan. Make an effort for Allah or making an effort for desire and shaitan. Our kids, if they get a B or C, big problem. But if they go out of whack, no problem. If they pray or do not pray, no problem. If they dress according to Islam or no Islam, no problem. But we make them worship a school system. We make them worship the college. They have to have a degree. They have to do this. They have to do that. They have to have a house. They have to have a car. They have to have a husband. Everything have to have a... Where's Allah? What we feed them? We feed them the sickness we have before, which is a colonism, give it to us. Now the biased man tell him, what is the second question? You know what he said? He said, how I know how much shaitan took from me? You heard that? He said, how I know how much shaitan took from me? He said, look to when you are alone, what you doing? Because when you are alone, with nobody seeing you, this is the reality of you. If you are closer to Allah, you will use this time for Allah. You do dhikr, you're reading something benefit. But when you are belong to shaitan, your own time with nobody seeing you, you will do mischief. You're watching TV, you're playing Tinder, Atari, you're talking nonsense over the phone. What are you doing? You're gaining knowledge? No. You're gaining experience? No. You're gaining useful anything? No. What do you want? I do not know. You see? We have a generation, they do not know who they are and what they want and where they are going. May Allah give mercy to my father in a grave and elevate him. He tell me, Ahmed, if I see you without no manner, it's better for me to see you dead. Because if you did, it will be mercy from Allah. But if you're living in the front of me and you have no manner, you can hurt somebody or you can spread mischief. I prefer you at this moment to be dead. He was a father. He was a man, which is a man today very few. He used to cry a lot and tell me an ummah missing men. No men. A lot of male, but not men. And if this is a condition of our male, what do you expect from our female? They will be worst. Much worst, and don't blame them. They are product of us, and we are product of them. Imagine, if this is the generation of the new mother, what kind of mother? If a mother is out of whack, she has nothing in her heart, no Allah, no Rasulullah, no fear, no manner, no goal, nothing. What she will give to her children? Double nothing, triple nothing. Where we start? We start with ourselves. We start with our heart. We start by saying to ourselves, really, where is my sincerity? Where is my honesty? We talk about Allah. How many of us study about Allah? How many of us study the name of Allah? How many of us remember Allah day and night? How many of us remember Allah all the time? How many of us try to remember Allah every time we need something? How many of us remember Allah when Allah gives us and we thank Allah? How many of us allow our income to have part of it for Allah? How? This is Islam. How many of us, before I do something, I ask, what does Allah want from me? According to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You're buying, you have to know what you're buying. And the manner of buying, the rule of buying. You're selling, how you sell. The rule and manner. You are a wife, what's the rule of a wife? What's the obligation and rights? Today I find a lot of women. The husband, get them away from me. Do you know why? They do not want the wife to know Islam. It's a trick. The weak men, they want the woman always to be in darkness. By this way, she doesn't know her rights. And also similar, a woman, she wants a man to be running like chicken without head, running after money. By this way, he has no time except for her need. Once he embraces Islam and the income decrease, you nuts. He was good before. What happened to you? He used to make all this money. He was a wise man. After this man came to our house, he destroyed you. Now you make a masjid, you going to the masjid? You want to work for Allah? You nuts. Imagine, when you work for shaitan, all the wife is happy, or the majority. Once you work for Allah, you nuts. If you have good companion, you nuts. If you have out of whack people, take you to Atlantic City, but you're coming with money, mashallah, you are a good man. You get us new refrigerator and use this new car, you take us to Atlantic City every week, mashallah, you are a good man. By this way, the goodness and badness become according to material status. By this way, if we break what we're talking about, how is our salah? Let's start step by step. You want to connect yourself to Allah? How is your wudu? And before you make your wudu, how is your heart? You make mischief against anyone? Do you know, if you are a father or a man, and your mother is not pleased with you, you have no salah? Do you know if you are a wife and the husband is not pleased with you, so your salah is not accepted? Do you know if you are a daughter or a son and your father or your mother is not pleased with you, your salah is not accepted? Where is that? Do you know if you not thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for what He offered you, your salah is not accepted? If you not state in contentment? Rida? Where is that? How I make salah? With wudu, without istinja. What is istinja? To clean yourself. Front and back. With water. To make sure you clean. You cut your nails. You shave your hair. Do you know all this? What about to forgive those who may do mischief against you? Do you know that? To meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a state of forgiveness? And when you go, if you sit down and do dhikr and remember Allah at this time, you will have something in your heart for Allah. Now you go to the right meeting. This is salah. What about fasting? Do we do fasting? Just by tongue and mouth, and we're waiting for a big event in the evening and fulfill it with all kind of color and food? What about eyes? What about ears? What about mouths? Today I find Muslim, if they do not do backbiting today become like popcorn. You know? Lollipops. If you do not do backbiting, something is wrong in the meeting. I tried before. If somebody called me and tried to give me a story, I said, please, go to somebody else. After a while, the phone call decreased. Now I have no phone calls. Why? Because I do not share with them what you want. But if I share with them, I become a nice guy. He did and she did and who did and... Why? Is he telling me news? News for what? Allah give me the news. The news in Quran. This is the ultimate news. About the success in this life and hereafter. If I'm not worried about the news of Allah, I worry about your news coming from shaitan? If I do not save my tongue, save my ear, save my heart, what kind of Muslim am I? How I can mix the name of Allah with garbage? It will never work. Imagine you get a cup and you put perfume, you put some urine, you put some ice cream, some honey, some leftover animal from the garbage and bathroom, and you mix it and you make a nice shake. Can you serve it to somebody? This is what we have in our heart. We want all the dirt mixed with little bit of Islam, little bit of dhikr, little bit of salah. It doesn't work. Because the outcoming will have no value. And once you start really steadfast with Allah, istiqama, people will call you names. Welcome. You steadfast with Allah, you will be something wrong with you. You nuts? You crazy? You complicated person. You know, something wrong with your personality. I'm not saying to be harsh. I'm saying to be steadfast with Allah. To save your ear, your tongue, your eyes, your heart, your timing. Who is your companion? Who are you spending time with? I have one female. She called one sister and she said, I cannot talk to brother Ahmed, he's a male. But she can work in a bank. Imagine. And not only that, and she working with all kind of men. And she will go mingle with everybody. But once coming to Islam, no, brother Ahmed, I cannot talk to him. I have another person. His wife cannot talk to me, but she's a receptionist. She's a receptionist in downtown Manhattan in American company. Do you know what the meaning of receptionist?
You can go and talk there, but...
And she said, I have to obey my husband. I tell her, let me tell you the truth. You obey the husband in the topic you need, and you will not obey the husband in the topic you really desire. If you like a shoes, you can bring the World War III in the house, and the shoes has to come. The blouse has to come. By any mean, you will put all the weapons against your husband, and you will get what you like. But once coming to Islam, oh please, I have to obey the husband, it's Sharia. By this way, Sharia becoming now in a topic we like. What we fooling? What we fooling? Do you know seeking knowledge of obligation for every male and female? Once you reach your puberty, you are responsible. Your book is open. You act nuts or not nuts, you are responsible. You're losing time. You're losing deeds. Imagine how you're starting your books. You're starting your books is dirty with all kinds of sins, nonsense. Or you started with obedience and goodness with Allah. What we feed our children. But you see, our children is a product of us. And also a calamity for us. We are calamity for them and they are calamity for us. What about Hajj? Hajj is a trip has to be for Allah. Imagine the one who's serving you for all your life, he cannot serve you in 15 days. And all of a sudden you worry about how you will be served in 15 days. You're going to the house of the most generous, the owner of generosity. You're going to visit him in his house and you worry about how you're going to survive. And the one who generous to you all your life. I hope Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open my heart and open your heart to have a clean, really open, sincerely call between you and Allah in your heart. How many of us call crying to Allah about everything we need? How many people call me for a need when they have a problem? Once the problem is solved, you will never hear the person. By this way, they do not call me for Allah, they call me to solve the problem by Allah and for Islam. Once the problem is solved, you will never see the person. What else? We won't talk about women in Islam. You see, before we talk about women in Islam, we have to go step by step. Who am I as a father or mother? Is really I choose the right husband? I choose the right wife? Are we really one Allah? Do we really educate our daughter or our son to be a Muslim? Do we really want for our daughter or our son a person according to what Allah said, according to the Sunnah? Do we really know what the Sunnah said about how to choose a husband or a wife? What is the role of woman? Today our woman, the only role she knows is the role of the kitchen and the clothing. And we forget, woman actually is a teacher of the whole ummah. When the colonism was wanted to destroy Islam, wonder is starting with whom? Do you know who he's starting with? Woman! Because once he destroys woman, he destroys the mother. Once he destroys the mother, Islam is gone. Today, look at the masajid. You see the kids are running, acting like shayateen. Where is the father? He's happy. His kids is making dirt all over. And where's the mother? MashaAllah, the masjid is good as a playground. It's good to dirty the masjid, but the living room, no. By this way, any mother want to really have fun for her child, she take him to the masjid. Oh baby, nice, and go. And we forget, is the masjid really belong to me? Or is the house of Allah? Is me have the right to let my kids using the masjid like Walt Disney? You know, where is Islam in my heart? If I cannot respect the house of Allah with simple thing, how I let my kids respect Quran? How many halaqah of Quran we do in the house? Our Islam become activity. Activity occasionally. We have a weekend, we can do something. We have holiday, maybe we do it. If the weather is nice, no, we cannot have halaqah. We have to go in a sea. By this way, the reality of Islam is not there. We want Allah only in a time maybe is convenient for me. Imagine, the highest one, the most one you need him in this life and hereafter, the one he give you everything. You want him only part-time in a time maybe it will be convenient for you. By this way, it is starting from mother and father. If the man choosing a woman, really a woman, not a girl, a woman, meaning a female know what she is, who she is, where she going, what's her goal in life. I'm not talking about non-wacko. She need a monkey tree or a banana tree and she keep jumping. No, I'm talking about a female. Today I look around, I find rare I see a female. Really a woman. There's a lot of female. But to be a woman, very rare. And it's very rare I find a female interesting to be a woman. She interesting to be a garbage, yes. To be out of whack, yes. Nonsense, yes. Monkey, yes. But to be a woman, how many? How many want really to be a woman? And what are you looking for as a man? The Prophet ﷺ, he said to us, you marry a woman for four things: her beauty, her money, her fame, and her deen. Here's her faith. Get the last, you will be successful. He said to us as a parents, when your daughter reach puberty, whoever coming, you like his deen, accept it. How many of us today choose good man or good woman and coming and said, my daughter, I love this man, he's a good man, or I love this woman, he's a good woman. But don't forget, choose. Choose is what? What we know? Imagine if I'm blind, what I choose? I choose a blind. Do you know in the old days how you used to know a man? You used to know him by the way he'd make wudu. If a man coming to marry somebody's daughter, the man takes the man to the masjid and just make excuse to make him make wudu in the front of him. If he make a good wudu, meaning he will do a good salah. When we said good salah and good wudu, not the way we think. Today you see people make 20 rak'ah, but none of the rak'ah is accepted. Wallahu a'lam. It's like monkey jump, like karate style. Boom, 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 boom. He's a good man. Wow. He finished 20 rak'ah in 20 seconds. MashaAllah. He's a championship. You know, is this salah? You see? Do you want to know if this man, his salah is good or no? Look at his manner. Look at his manner. And not the manner in the front of you. A man came into the Masjid al-Nabawi. And he inquired about a man. A man get up and he said, yes, I know this man. He said, how you know him? He said, I pray with him in the last 15 years. Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, he get up. He said to the man, he said, I know him. He said to him, you dealing with him in business? He said, no. You travel with him to Hajj? He said, no. You fight with him in the path of Allah? He said, no. He said, you do not know him. I'm sure somebody like you, Brother Shawkat, know it. Once a person tell you, I'm a good man, deal with him in any business. You will know the reality of the person. If he's greedy, if he's selfish, if he's a liar, if he has no manner, if he's a cheater. Money. Money will show you the right person. Some people today, they act like generous, but they're not generous. Manner, if he get anger easy or not. Today I saw a lot of people, they have very good reputation. And believe me, if Umar ibn Khattab in here now, he will shut all of them. He will hang all of them. And the five times Salah. How we know if the man is good? Istikhara number one. Salatul istikhara. Ask Allah. I met one time a woman, mashallah. Do you know what she did before she married her daughter? And this knowledge is only like 20 years old. She went to Hajj. Especially to do Hajj and in the meantime do a special Umrah for her daughter. And in the time of the beginning of, in the front of Kaaba, she make a special dua for her daughter and ask Allah who she will choose for her and who she will invite for her. And by the way, with all respect to you, today we have a calamity in the ummah. You can advise your daughter of whom she get married with, but you cannot oppress. It's not allowed. Daughter or son, I remember when I was young, people sit down in a coffee shop, and all of a sudden, somebody win in a playing card. And all of a sudden, another person said, if you win, I give you my daughter. Or I give my son to you, to your daughter. And it become, you call it the arranged marriage from a childhood. This oppressor is not haram. But one scholar in Egypt, he said something beautiful when I was young. He said, whoever father or mother oppressing his own child or his own daughter or son, he will be questioned in the front of Allah in the Day of Judgment. By this way, this scholar, he said, if a mother or a father choose with oppressor against the will of the daughter or the son, they will become oppressor in the Day of Judgment. And every time the daughter or the son crying or living in misery, the mother will be responsible for every single agony, or the father. What is our goal? Advice. What is our goal? To feed them the right knowledge and advice. Today I said, where is the mercy around us? Father and mother, where is the relationship? Where is the motherhood and fatherhood? If we all the time busy about what we want, we do not have relationship. What about where is the wisdom? I remember my father, he used to tell me something, mashallah. He's one of the unique father. You know what he taught me? He used to tell me, Ahmed, I have this good manner, I have this bad manner. Please, take what is good and do not do what is bad. And if you see me do bad manner, make dua for me. How many of us do that? How many of us today want to inherit our kids, our own diseases? You find the father want to do exactly according to what his father done to him. And the mother want to do exactly the same mischief her father did to her. And this famous now, even United Nations make a big deal about Pakistan especially. Why? Because you have the famous things is arranged marriage and a lot of women in jail. Why? There's many books written about it. Because the woman live in misery. And after that, the husband keep beating. And the girl do whatever. Or they commit adultery. And who's responsible? The parents. Similar in buying and selling. Buying and selling with rida, with contentment. Al-rida wa taradi. Today we go buy, the guy said $10, no $2. You see, the man said, oh, maybe $8. I said $2.50. I give you $2.50. Take it or leave it. I take 10. Now the man, maybe he poor. He won't sell it. He won't make money just for himself to eat. Do you know what that in the front of Allah? He's a thief. Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, one time he woke and somebody said, Ya Ali, you buy this mule or horse from me? He said, how much? He said, 100 riyal or a dirham. Something like that. He said, no, I buy it from you for 160. You see what he said? The owner of the horse, he said 100. He said 160. He said, why? He said, because this horse with this quality, minimum in the market, 160. He said, no, but I need only 100. Listen now carefully to the story. The man of the owner of the horse, he said, only I need 100. You know what he said, Ali? He said, wallahi, I swear by Allah, I will not buy it from you. But take it. And he gave him 200 and something. Do you know why? They understood Islam. They know Islam, they know the man is needy. You cannot buy something from somebody is needy. Because he's selling it for his need. No, at this time, obligation to you as a Muslim to fulfill his need and give him extra and make him happy. And do not make him stuck in the market. Is this what we're doing today? I saw in Hajj, a Bengali young kids. They hardly have product and merchandise, maybe 10 riyal, maybe $2.50. And they're selling product for riyal, meaning not even 25 cent. And people bargain. And coming from America, no, I take 5 for 2 riyal. And the men keep crying and begging. And we said, we have a bargain. We have a bargain. If a man or a child in the front of you, all his income, all his capital is 10 riyal, how much he has? And in the middle of Hajj, do you know this man? You should do what? You should give him 100 riyal and leave as a sadaqah for Allah. Is this what we're doing? We go to the most poorest people in the street and we become, mashallah, big bargainer. We are a thief. Big thief in the front of Allah. An oppressor. Similar we're doing to our children. Instead of finding the right person, in the right time, educate our daughter and our son about the right and the manner. Who's the best for them? What is the goal of life? What is your goal, my daughter? What is my goal, your son? And we find someone in the same quality. And we have to remember, they have to see each other and like each other. If they do not like each other, even by look, finished. Even if he's Mr. Angel or Mrs. Angel, finished. Because marriage is with rida. It has to be a pleasure inside. A man one time, he said, Ya Rasulullah, I married so and so. He said, you see her? He said, no. He said, go look at her. It's better for you in your marriage. By this way, one of the manner is advice as a parent, but most of advice, education. How many of us educate our kids? And do you know today? Today we have another problem. We educate our kids with Islam, but we do not want to implement it. It doesn't work. We want our kids to be Mrs. Muslim and Miss Muslim or Mr. Muslim. But I do not want to be. It doesn't work. As a parent, I have to be a Muslim. To when I talk to my children about Islam, I am doing what I'm saying. And if I'm not doing what I'm saying, I tell them the truth. Excuse me, my son. Excuse me, my daughter. I'm a liar. I'm a weak person. But please make dua for me, but do not do what I'm doing. And do the right things. Oh, my father, where's the right? If they are good, get this knowledge from such and such. Go seek knowledge. No. How many of us learning about marriage before they get married? There's many books in the market about the goal of a woman in Islam. You are the first nucleus of the ummah. If you are good, the whole ummah is good. If you bad, the whole ummah is bad. What is your goal? What's the goal of a woman to get married? Is anyone in here from the female, tell me? What is your goal of getting married? What is it? What is your goal? Why you want to get married? Come on, tell me. What is your goal? Among the male, what is your goal to get married for? Today people have very limited knowledge about the goal. They do not know it. The goal to spread Islam. This is the right goal. The goal to bring Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, to bring Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, to have a seed. A seed can worship Allah and spread Islam. Is this my goal? Today I find out the girl looking for a doctor, a big businessman, somebody has money. And if the mother or the father find somebody with money, mashallah, they said, we have secure now. We secure our daughter. It doesn't matter if she lives miserable the rest of her life, but with money. One of the imam, I don't remember his name, one of the khalifa, very rich khalifa, he sent a messenger telling this imam, can you please allow my son to marry your daughter? I heard she has piety, and she has beauty. The Imam refused. The following day or the same night, the Imam going to the masjid, he find a poor young man praying, but he like his prayer. But he find in his prayer a lot of mistake. He said, who teach you salah? He said, nobody. I have nobody to taught me. He said, why? He said, you are poor. I have nothing. He said, where do you live? He said, I have a shack in here in the corner. He said, what do you think? You like to get married and learn your deen? He said, how? He said, I give you my daughter. My daughter is a scholar. She will teach your deen and she will take care about you. Now the Khalifa heard, this man, he has nothing. Nothing. But the Imam felt he has some piety. And he went to his daughter. He said, my daughter, I have an advice for you. She said, what is it, my father? He said, I find a man, you can teach him deen, and you go to paradise. She said, okay. And she married him. But you see, where is the daughter understanding the obedience? And where is the mother and father understanding what is good for them? It takes two, not one. And please, my personal advice, don't do anything with oppressor. Even if they are wrong. We, as a parent's advice, that's it. Even if you study in fiqh, even according to Imam Abu Hanifa, no woman get married without her pleasure, meaning without her liking. Because she's the one actually she getting married. She's the one she approve or disapprove. Even if me as a father or a mother, as a wali, or an uncle or a whatever, I am actually asking her if she accept. She has to say it from her heart, not from her tongue. I remember when I was young, this man, I went to him, and all of a sudden his mother in the hospital. I said, what happened? He said, my mother tell me, if you do not marry so-and-so, I would be in the hospital until you get married. And she really physically went to the hospital. I'm completely away from you until you marry so-and-so. Meaning, you said to your daughter or your son, if you do not marry so-and-so, I do not know you. And I'm completely away from you in the day of judgment. And you disobey your kid. What do you do in this condition? You marry. You obey your husband or you obey your mother or father. But in the eye of Allah, you are oppressor. Your obedience to you, the choosing the wrong person is for them. Today, my brother and sister, where is mercy? Mercy. What quality are we looking for? How much is a man or a woman has mercy? What about the family? Don't forget, do not look for a person. Look for the family. Look for the parents. Look for his mother. Look for his father. Look for his uncle. Like one of the old Arabic people, he said, if you want to get married somebody, look to the family. They are the same. Because the rest of the family acting the same. If they nuts, he's a nuts like them. Don't worry about the way the person acts. Some people love acting. And today, mashallah, we are the best actor and actress in earth. And in reality, our manner is different. With all respect to you, a lot of people, you know, without mentioning name of a country, they have a background as rigid. The man is rigid. It's almost like no mercy. They deal with women like a piece of bags. No goal. The woman for them is between the kitchen and bedroom. We have to be careful. By this way, the first thing is with contentment. Marriage has to be with contentment for Allah. And we choose the quality for Allah according to the sunnah. And make istikhara. Do not do anything until you make istikhara. And you let your daughter or your son make istikhara. And whoever coming to make istikhara, if you do not know istikhara, don't even consider them. Because if a person do not even know istikhara, he's out of whack. Unless you teach him and you're willing to be patient with him. If he has a good manner. Manner is the key. And manner is not only in the front of you. See the manner in the front of other, the way he deal with other. His generosity, not because of you, with other, for poor people, for Islam. Because some people, when they love some woman or some man, mashallah, boom, they become generous. No, he's not generous. He might merchandise. He won't grab the merchandise. He will spend any amount of money to get his merchandise. Don't be fool about that. Where you get all this knowledge from? Sunnah. Study. Study. By this way, what is the goal of woman? The goal of woman is the most important one. She's the nucleus of the ummah. She's the mother. She's the teacher. What kind of kids do you want to have? You care about their male or female, or you care about their piety? What kind of husband are you looking for? What kind of a wife are you looking for? What roots? What their goal? How much do you really have a deen? And deen, believe it or not, is not meaning salah. Deening a way of life. How he conduct himself. How he walk. How he eat. You can know a man or a woman by the way she eat. Or the way he eat. If he's neat, if he's clean, if he's sloppy, if he's dirty, it will show up in the time of eat. If he's dropping all over, like a baby. I know some men, after they finish eating, mashallah, you really have, you need a dasar khan. You know? It's almost like a young baby. Why? Meaning the spoiled brat. Get away from people like that. Because you will really be a bad husband. If he's not clean, if he's not neat, if he do not come on time, if he do not respect time, if he do not respect animal, do not respect planet. A small thing can lead you to know the quality of a person. Don't get about and crying and acting. No, no, no. Everybody acting very good today. Because also when you marry, you do not marry a person, you marry a family. You marry a family. And today, let me tell you another problem in America. From my experience in da'wah all over America, and alhamdulillah, and even Latin America, I find out we have a unique problem, different than any problem. You find the daughter or the son grow up in here. Now, once you grow up in here, you lost a lot of custom and tradition from your back home. And in meantime, if you get one from back home to enforce the new, the old custom, that it will not click. Because our kids, they are little bit of mix. They have little bit of mix. Their custom and habit completely corrupt. And who said, I have to have a custom and habit? We have to have Islam. Our custom and habit doesn't mean nothing. Today, actually, believe it or not, if you want beautiful Islam, marry non-background the same. Meaning, do not marry from the same roots. Mix. Muslim, yes, good Muslim, yes, but mix. Why? Once you mix a culture and custom, you break all these diseases. But once you have the same, you have to live with the same. If you said no, he said, no, 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 my mother said, my father said, my grandfather said. But once you're dealing with two different families from two different cultures, you're bringing now new image to Islam. Because we live so long with the same culture and custom. Pakistani and Indian have to eat curry. Egyptians, they have to eat something else. Moroccans, they have to eat couscous. These people, they have to eat this. Every group, they have something. And every group, they claim they have the best food. Every group, they have the best custom and habit. And none of them have Islam and Sunnah. None of them. It's just culture and custom over the year, built and supported by the colonialism. We have to be careful about that. And this go back again to sincerity. Are we ready for Allah? Is really I'm trying to save my daughter or my son for Allah? Is really I'm trying to join a good pious family with good reputation? Is this a family will be together with me all the time? Is this a family will really help my daughter to save in this life and hereafter? Is this a family will bring from this seed of the family? Seed will really be, because who is your grandson or granddaughter? Is either like you or their parents. Meaning the parents of the husband. By this way, once you see to a family, you will know who you're getting. What about the right? Right of a daughter or right of a son? You see, all this right today, once we talk about, nobody want to hear it. Nobody's ready to hear it. Why? Because once we do that with a sick, diseased heart, we grab every piece we like and we drop the rest. By this way, very important. Are we really looking for that for something I need or for Allah? Is really I'm going to look in the picture as a whole or I look to the picture from the angle I want? Is really I want to be a mother for Allah or I'm looking for something specific or a man specific? I said today, don't ever said I want somebody with certain quality, male or female. Said, oh Allah, choose for me, Ya Allah. Ask Allah to give you. And even you as a parents, ask Allah to give them the best for them in this life and hereafter. The Prophet ﷺ, he said, the best dowry for a woman, the cheapest one. The cheapest one, the most blessing one. Is this what we're doing today? Today in Arabic culture, you cannot marry a woman. You cannot. A woman now become heavy merchandise. 50,000, 10,000, 100,000, 200,000. And you have to have this, you have to have that. By the time the girl won't get married, she cannot get married except a person 60, 70 years old. Because who will get have all this money? Except a man retired. And some woman now become loving that. By this way, if you have, she have sickness, she said, okay, she's leaving anyway. I marry him today, he died in 2-3 years, mashallah. Now the man is not dying. Now is a problem. Now she has committing adultery with his money. Why? Why we do all that? Because from the beginning, the seed was wrong. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said something very beautiful. اختاروا لنتفكم فإن العرق دساس. Pick and choose for your children. Because the roots, it will come back again. The roots. Believe me, I saw it today many times. And I said, Sadaqa Rasulullah. Verily, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said the truth. How many of us know that? Read the sunnah about marriage. The sunnah. Read. Know it. Sit with somebody, give you all the details. Because I cannot go all now in detail, because every detail can take an hour. But the best is to use the detail according to your situation. And the best, connect your heart to Allah. This is the best. Because I tell you something. Wallahi, whatever what you have in your heart, Allah will give you according to what is your intention is. Sometimes you find some woman is miserable the rest of her life. Why? Because Allah won't trial you for something. Because don't forget, what is a husband and wife? Is half of the deen. What's the meaning half of the deen? Like one scholar, one time one person went to him and said, oh scholar, taught me, I have no manner. He said, get married. He said, why? He said, if you have no manner, Allah will get you somebody who have no manner more than you. He will teach you how to have a manner. He said, I do not want that. He said, okay, get manner before you get married. Because if you build good manner, and you get married, Allah will give you something equal to your manner. And don't ever choose Do not ever said, oh, I want him this size and this tall and this color and this. No, no, no. Destiny is going to take place, you like it or you don't. Because marriage and husband and wife like food. Like food. Whatever is written, you will get it. Don't worry about it. And us as a parents, don't push for it. What's written is written. And we as a children, we do not fight. If you do not like the decision, cry to Allah and tell them nicely. But do not fight, obey. Because in obedience is barakah. Because if you can obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, really good. Then the husband will die tomorrow, no problem. Or the wife will die tomorrow. And you will be lying. You said, mashallah. You see? I know many people like that. Like one sheikh, he said it. He was in Haram in Kaaba. And he sees this man, he said, oh Allah, take my wife. Oh Allah, take my wife. Oh Allah, take my wife. And this scholar, he went to him, he said, I keep hearing you, take my wife, take my wife, take my wife. What about guiding my wife? Which one is better? You know, take her, take her. What about guide her? You see, today we really oppress her. We really oppress her. Ask for guidance. Even if he's bad, ask for guidance. Oh Allah, put barakah in him. Even if you look at the man or the woman, and all of a sudden, oh, monkey jump, or whatever, you know. What do you do? I teach you a dua. Oh Allah, if this is what you choose for me, put the love of this man or this woman in my heart. Allah can make you see the most monkey, Miss America, or Miss Beauty, or whatever, or Mr. Handsome, whatever. You know, Allah is Qadir. Really. Because it's obedience. The secret is obedience for Allah. By this way, the goal is very important to be for Allah. Very important, which today I do not find it. How many of us really marry for Allah? To have khilafah in earth, to generate a Muslim family, can really carry the banner of Islam. To generate knowledgeable people, to generate a scholar, to generate good people as a leader, to generate inviter to Allah. But all of us want what? Doctor, engineer, you know, artist, singer, you name it. Nobody want anybody for Allah? By this way, is a lot of books about women in Islam, women right in Islam, is a lot. But this vary between one condition to another. Okay? I'm just giving the basic in the beginning. And the basic, wallahi, is very simple. Connect your heart to Allah. Allah will give you according to your intention. Father or mother or daughter or son. Intention and purity to Allah and obedience. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can take the worst scenario and put barakah in it. You never know. Don't fight. Don't ever fight. The best, go toward Allah. And even if your father or mother choose something no good for you, obey them for Allah. And instead of cursing them, no, make dua for them. And if the husband or wife you do not like, make dua. Oh Allah, give them guidance, make them beauty, make them nice, take them, ya Allah, whatever you like. You know? You never know. You might inherit something. Because people always look for inherit. I know a man, he was like late 60. He married this young girl. The young girl married him with the intention to inherit. 1 year, 2 years, she died. And he married her. You know, subhanallah. Imagine now how she died. She will die as a sinner because her intention was completely to deceive him. Intention. Intention is very important. Do you know all our life is intention? All our life is intention. According to your intention, you will receive. Imagine I'm doing something without intention. By this way, it goes from the relationship between mother and daughter. father and son. And this we forget, even my own children. They forget that. Companionship and environment is very powerful. Who is spending time with? How you can be a woman when you're sitting with nuts like you? You see? You see, today I learned, and this long time ago, to be a man, sit with good men. With good men, with maturity and good wisdom, you will be a man. They will teach you manhood just by looking at them, walking with them, eating with them, dealing with them. If you want to be a woman, what I wonder what happened? Sitting with elder woman, but with good quality. But if you sit with young girls like you in your age, what are you going to get from them? They out of whack, you out of whack. They do not have the knowledge and expertise, you do not have the knowledge of expertise. They do not have the... How are you going to get it? How? If you have nobody of the above, I teach you something very beautiful. Cry to Allah, Allah will give you. Cry to Allah and be sincere to Allah, Allah will open for you. But it need what? Sincerity. It need what? Truthful. It need what? Honesty. And how? Learn the sunnah. But not learn sunnah for me, or for you, or for the husband, or situation. Learn the sunnah to be close to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to be close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to be a real Muslim according to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam all the time, not part-time. Do you think I cover most of your question? If you have any question, any concern, let me know. Because I can keep talking, it doesn't matter. But where is the heart? Where is the heart? Today all I can tell you, be mercy to each other. I see today the mercy is almost like a snatch from our heart. We have no mercy to each other. We have no justice. And I said, subhanallah. Imagine if I have no mercy to myself, I will be mercy to my daughter and my son. If I have no justice to myself, I will have justice to my son and my daughter. If I do not fear Allah, I will fear them. If I do not love Allah, I will love goodness for them. You see, it go like that. It go like that. If I have vision, I can see vision for them. But if I'm blind, what I give them? What I give them? And you young people, be sincere. Even if the elder is no good, make dua for them. And ask Allah, Allah will give you. I'm going to give you a story about marriage. Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, he has a slave girl. This slave girl, she was pretty. And one another slave, every time he see her, he like swing his eyes or something. And she said, don't do that. You know, it's not good. He recite a verse of Quran. What the verse said? Allahumma iftah baynana wa bayna qawmina bilhaq. وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الْفَاتِحِينَ. Oh Allah, open between us and our people with the truth, and you are the most opener. She go complain to Ali. Ali smile and he keep quiet. Day after day, day after day, one day, she make a mistake, big mistake. And Ali ibn Abi Talib, he felt he do not want to punish her. By this way, he let her free. She was a slave, he let her free. He said, you want anything? She said, what about this man? He bringing the slave, the male man. And he said, marry this girl. He said, how come? He said, يفتح الله بيننا وبين قومنا بالحق وأنت خير الفاتحين. It's very powerful dua. If you really use it from your heart, very powerful dua. I use it many times, in many conditions, and very powerful. Allahumma iftah baynana wa bayna qawmina bilhaq wa anta khayrul fatihin. Very important. Allahumma iftah baynana wa bayna qawmina bilhaq wa anta khayrul fatihin. I use it many times, I give it to many people, is a dua in Quran. Use it. In any condition, you said to Allah to open. How Allah open? But the manner in here, do not decide it, what do you want. No. You said, oh Allah, open. Open and choose for me. Do not let me choose something, ya Allah, is no good. Do not let me be a person. Do not let me be in obedience, disobedience. Very important. Connect our heart to Allah in every topic. Every topic before you do make istikhara, cry to Allah, Allah will give you. Allah will put in your heart. But do not make a decision before you do it. Don't ever make decision and make istikhara. No, this unpolite with Allah. This is what we do today. We prepare everything and we make istikhara. And we said, I make istikhara. No, you make a plot and plan against yourself and against Allah. Before you put your nose in any topic, you said, let me make istikhara first. Before you like or dislike a topic, you make istikhara first. And you wait until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you. How you know? The first moment, if you are honest, Allah will give you. You're not sure? Make istikhara again, again, again. Keep doing istikhara. And you find the dua in Husn al-Haseen. In many dua, is a format, is a dua. If you do not know, even the dua, just said, oh Allah, choose for me, Allah. Do not make me a disobeyer to you. Do not make me an oppressor to myself or my children. Oh Allah, make me a merciful. Make me mercy person. Guide me, Allah. Put in my heart what's good for me. Similar to you as a daughter or a son. You're too young, right? Allah, no. You're not young? Okay. Okay. Another brother was having a question about dream, right? Okay, what is the question? And, oh, you have a question about... Okay, you have another question you told me in the beginning of...
I had a question that in Pakistan, when it comes birthday of Prophet Muhammad, the people, the way they...
Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Not only on the birthday, but also they have a rituals.
Don't forget, okay.
Five times when we...
Okay, put it this way, to make it easy for you. Pakistan, Egypt, Saudi Arabia, all over. You have too many sects and too many groups now. How you know which is which? Very simple. Go to the Sunnah. Read and study. You will find the Sunnah until now is pure. But back home, you have a lot of ritual, a lot of innovation, a lot of bid'ah has nothing to do with Quran and Sunnah.
Exactly.
And this you find it not only in the Prophet, like I tell you, in marriage, in divorce, in buying and selling. I know a female, she was divorced from her husband, and her family tell you cannot get married. She said, why? They said, that's it. In Islam, you do not marry if you get divorced. Imagine. And she's early 30. Why? Because culture, it has nothing to do with Sunnah. You see? Imam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullah alayh, when his wife died at Dhuhr time, before Maghrib, he was married. And he said, ya Imam, how come you marry in the day your wife died? He said, I do not want to meet Allah as a singular. Very important. Sunnah. You see, my dear brother, today we want to know Allah, but we do not want to study about Allah. Either by buying books, by connecting somebody we trust, by having session like that very often to study one topic at a time, to ask question. You see, we cannot know all Islam overnight or in 1 hour. Any question, any concern?
How to do istikhara?
You have Husn al-Haseen?
Yes.
Okay, you will find it there. It's a dua. Okay, let me tell you how to do istikhara and zamana. Because the dua, really, you have to know how to use it. And any another dua. Number one, before you do istikhara, you cannot arrange anything. You cannot make decision and make istikhara. You're playing game. Istikhara meaning you have two topic, or you have one topic and you're not sure if it's good for you or not. By this way, what you do, before I give anybody word, before I make decision, before I like, before I dislike, before I love, before I dislove, what I do? I said, please, let me make istikhara first. This number one. Because today I find the majority of people make istikhara as they make it after everything is done. It doesn't work. You're doing it before anything. Number one. Number two is, you make wudu and you choose a blessing night or a blessing time if you can. If you can, you can make istikhara any time. But it's recommended to use a blessing time. Like for example, the night of Friday. Meaning Thursday night. In the last third of the night. And is recommended to do some good deed before it. Do a charity. You know, cry to Allah, read Quran, do a lot of dhikr. Do a lot of salah on the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. By this way, you open a gesture between you and Allah. And after that, with humble and humility, make wudu, make intention, get up, make two rak'ah. Regular two rak'ah. And in the end, or in the sujood, you make the dua. If you do not memorizing the dua, say whatever you have to say, and have the book next to you, and once you are sitting in tashahud, and said, As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah, As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah, before you move, listen carefully, shh, before you move, and before you do anything, what you do? You take the book, and you start making the dua. And let me tell you from my experience, we are so weak, we do not have good connection with Allah. Repeat it over and over again. Meaning make two rak'ah, make seven rak'ah, make 14 rak'ah. Repeat the istikhara, cry to Allah, be sincere. And do not put something in your heart before istikhara. Do not put something in your heart after istikhara. What you do, you're waiting for an answer. How you know the answer? This is another topic. Very simple. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he taught us something of the meaning of the moment you finish istikhara, either you will find your heart liking the topic or disliking the topic, or you forget about the topic, or you see a dream, or the situation will get easy, or the situation get complicated. Trust whatever is happening and don't fight. Don't fight. If it's getting easier, the topic, meaning Allah is open. If it's getting difficult, close it. If you like it, alhamdulillah. If you dislike it, alhamdulillah. Let me tell you from my experience what happened. Because we are weak, sometimes we do istikhara too late. Meaning I'm going to istikhara and I have some liking or disliking of particular topic. And this become a calamity. Because now, with the will of Allah, I can make istikhara and the answer against what I like. Do you know what happened? Now I'm stubborn. I want to make istikhara again. Not because istikhara was wrong, because I have the answer against what I want. And it happened to me personally. But I try to be honest, and I did it many times, and I get the right answer. But all the time the right answer was against my desire, and I really know it right away. Enough is enough. Don't fight for something Allah tell you enough. Even if it look good, even if you look, mashallah is the best, trust what Allah will give you. Because don't forget, today our istikhara is a trial. Like I tell you, because we're doing it with bad manner with Allah. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. Because we make a lot of decision before we do. A lot of preparation we do before we do. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. All of us. Again, sincerity, brother. Sincerity and honesty. And truthful between you and Allah. Very important. This is istikhara. And I recommend it highly. 100%. Don't get married, male or female, without istikhara. Don't ever. Because with istikhara is barakah, blessing from Allah. Barakah from Allah. Don't ever do anything without istikhara. Also, salatul haja, salatul need. Two rak'ah with the intention, oh Allah, fulfill my need. What about this? Make two rak'ah before istikhara. Ask, oh Allah, clean my heart. Make me pure and sincere to you. And feed me the right knowledge by you. Don't let shaitan come to me. Because don't forget, let me tell you what happened in istikhara sometime. He said, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. You make the dua, all of a sudden, the answer come in your heart. What's the answer? Is somehow it tell you against your desire. No wonder what happened. Shaitan will come right away, quick. And he said, no.
What's that?
He will say, no. This not. It's from shaitan. No, the topic is good. Don't worry about it. It's this and that. And you find a big, long story, nice, big pudding, and you lost the right moment. If you sincere, cry to Allah. And do not make decision. Do not say nothing. Just go back. Repeat istikhara. Repeat it. Repeat it. Do you know something today? And this go back to the original topic of opening today. If I want marry, I make istikhara. If I want divorce, I make istikhara. If I want buying and selling, I make istikhara. And I cry to Allah. How much we cry to Allah just for Allah? How much we cry to Allah, thank Allah for what He give us? How much we cry to Allah to give us guidance? How much we cry to Allah to be pleased with us? How much we cry to Allah and thank Allah for what He offer us? How much we cry to Allah to make us seek knowledge, the knowledge of Allah? How much we cry to Allah to make us a better servant of Allah? How much we cry to Allah to make us really for Allah? This is what really making me. Everybody want Allah for something. Is nobody want Allah? Nobody honest and think about the gift of Allah give us? Is Allah do not deserve to be known? To be thanks? To be remembered? To be obeyed? To be liked? To be known? To study about Him? To study about the Prophet? We become so selfish and so blind? We're only seeking Allah every time we need? There's nothing wrong with that. But it's dangerous. By this way, I become a Muslim only in a time of need. Once the need is gone, the Islam is gone. What kind of Islam is that? How, my brother and sister, we start? You want to connect to Allah? Start doing dhikr. Start cutting time and sit down and really cry to Allah. Start thinking about yourself. Is me really worshipping Allah or worshipping everybody else? How much time I sit down for Allah? How much time really I sit down in the right environment? How much really I think about Allah? How much I give this feeling to my own children? How much time I think about the destiny of Allah? How much time I have thinking and content with whatever Allah give me? How? This is connection to Allah. Connection to Allah is not a talk, is an action. How much sacrifice I do for Allah? Not sacrifice with money only. What about with time? Because today our main calamity is time. Where's my soul? Where's my ruh? With whom? Even my dhikr becomes... Is this dhikr? Dhikr with tongue without soul? Wallahi, I swear by Allah, if you have a dog or a cat, you would not deal with it the way we deal with Allah. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. Today our daughter and son, how we deal with us? Think, if you really have thinking, or only we think when we have a shoes. If I try to sell you a shoes today, you will not buy it from me. You have to investigate the color, the company, the product, the price, who I have seen in the area. And you can spend many, many hours just to make sure you get the right shoes for the right price. What about Jannah? What about closeness to Allah? We do not deserve. Allah do not deserve to spend some time for Him, money for Him, effort, sacrifice. My dear brother and Islam and sister, don't do anything until you ask Allah. Don't do anything until you ask Allah. Call Allah in every small and big. He's our Rabb. And He loves us when we beg Him. He loves us when we cry for Him. Is nothing wrong with that. What is wrong is to follow our desire and not calling Allah. My kids, they tell me, we want Islamic school. I said, Wallahi, I swear by Allah, if you are good kids and you want Islamic school, Allah will give it to you. I only can make dua for you, but you have to want it. But what's the big deal? You can be in Islamic school and you'll be out of work too. Unless you really want it, you desire Allah. And Allah, I cannot give it to my own children. They have to struggle for it. They have to be sincere and honest. I cannot inherit Allah. I can struggle for Allah by myself. I can sacrifice by myself. I can try by myself. I cannot give it to you. You have to do it by yourself. Similar, I can talk. I cannot give you a magic recipe or a magic pills. No, it doesn't work. You see, Islam, the real Islam is sacrifice. The real Islam is loving Allah. How much we love what we love, and how much we love about Allah. And if you really love Allah, how much you think about Allah. This is real love. Sometimes I feel shy and aching when you find a Muslim child or a young youth having a cat, and they love the cat so much, more than the parents. They become a worshipper of a cat or a bunny or something. And you do not think about the Father, you do not think about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What's going on? Where's sincerity and honesty? Where's truthful? And this, by the way, Allah knows, nobody can have it unless you really cry for it. You have to cry for it. How many of us really cry at night and said, oh Allah, give me sincerity, give me honesty, give me truthful, make me mercy, Ya Allah. Make me love you, Ya Allah. And make other love you for me, Ya Allah. How? How much time we spend? And this will never be mixed with nonsense. If you watch TV, you have to cut or destroy it. Or use it only for Islamic things. Because TV is a destruction. The destruction of the soul, destruction of the time, destruction of everything. All these games. Game. Is life become a game? Allah said, the life is a game. Don't follow the game of shaitan. Any question, any concern? Any question, any concern? You see, Brother Shawkat, Wallahi, I swear by Allah, you have one tape called the name, most beautiful name of Allah. If you listen carefully, you have everything you want in this tape. Everything you want in this tape, you find it. I will remind it with you quick. It's a story about Ja'far al-Sadiq. Ja'far al-Sadiq is the brother of, one of the brother of Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu. One man came to him and said, O Ja'far, teach me the most greatest name of Allah. Listen carefully now, because if you understand this story, you will be a benefit in this life and hereafter. Listen carefully. He said, give me and teach me the most greatest name of Allah. He said, go to this lake, take a ghusl, okay, and come to me, I will teach you. He went to take a ghusl. He take his clothes off, he went to the water. Ja'far Sadiq, he went, and he said to some of the companion, some of these people, big, strong people, go to this man, and every time he tried to come in out of the lake, dump him in the lake. Now the man is naked, in a cold, try to get out of the water, he cannot. These people push him down in the water. He's screaming, it doesn't work. He's crying, it doesn't work. He cursing, whatever, what he do, it doesn't work. They keep pushing him in the water. Finally, he raised his hand to Allah. And he start crying to Allah. The two people get scared, and they left him. He took his clothes on, he went to Ja'far. Please, teach me the most greatest name of Allah. He said, you just said it by your heart. He said, which one? He said, the one you're calling Allah with, and you have no doubt Allah will answer your call, this is the most greatest name of Allah. When you have faith, is nobody can save you except of Allah, at this time Allah will answer. And to concrete this particular story, I will give you another story quick. A very pious man in Iraq, his name is Ibrahim ibn Adham. A woman came to him and tell him, Ibrahim, please, Imam, teach me the most greatest name of Allah. If I call him, whether he will accept. He said, come tomorrow. She said, please, I have calamity. I need it today. He said, please, come tomorrow. She begged him. He said, come tomorrow. She came tomorrow. She repeated the same thing. He said, please, I cannot today. Come tomorrow. She said, please, I have this calamity. I have to take care about it. Please, teach me. He said, tomorrow. Now the third day the woman came, crying, screaming. She has very big calamity. Please teach me. He said, please, I cannot give it to you tomorrow. Now she left him and she stand up, crying and screaming to Allah. You know? And she make a lot of dua to Allah. When she finished, he called her. He told her, go to your home. Allah answer your dua. She go run to home, she finds the calamity was done. She came back to him. She said, how you know? After I make dua, Allah answer my dua. He said, because the moment you make the dua, you have nobody in your heart except Allah. You are so desperate. And you have nobody to help you except of Allah. And this is the time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you the answer. And he recite a verse in Quran of the meaning of, and whom will accept the prayer from the desperate one except of Allah? Man yujib al-muttarra iza da'a. Who will accept the prayer of the real desperate one except of Allah? She said, why you did this to me? He said, the first day you came to me, you have something for me. I said, no. It will not work. Second day, still. Third day, I said, I was trying to make you so desperate to Allah, because I know the moment you are desperate to Allah and you have nobody in your heart except Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give it to you. This is the most greatest name of Allah. Is when you really have it in your heart and you have no doubt Allah will give it to you. And this you apply it in every topic you have. Very important. Every topic you do, do it. And again, how many times we won't call Allah for some topic belong to me, or my daughter, or my son, or my life, or my husband, or my wife, or my need? What about calling Allah for Allah? How many times we call Allah for Allah? How many times we call Allah to really reach Allah? Is this not a topic? And how you do it when you really have no time for Allah? How? If you're sincere, what you do? Said, oh Allah, make me free from dunya and make me belong to you, ya Allah. Make me slave to you, Ya Allah. Don't make me slave to my desire. Don't make me slave to myself. Don't make me slave to my family and my kids. Don't make me slave to my need. Make me slave to you, Allah, only for you. Make my love only for you, Ya Allah. How many times you really care about Allah and the deen of Allah? We care about the deen of Allah when we get married, when we want something. You see again? But when we need the deen of Allah for Allah, how many times me as a man or a woman go and find somebody who has good quality and said, my daughter, marry this man, he's a good man. Or marry this woman, she's a good woman. The companion, Abu Bakr Siddiq, Umar ibn Khattab, they used to go cry, who will marry my daughter? But they pick whom? They choose whom? Companion. Companion of the Prophet. Why? They try to help their daughter or their son to reach paradise. Do you remember the famous story by Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu? When he was walking one time in the alley, when he was Khalifa, and he said to this woman, don't mix milk with water. She used to cheat. A Bedouin woman. And she said, okay, I will listen to you. No more cheating. The following couple of days, he go back to check. He heard that. He heard this conversation. The mother saying to somebody in the tent, oh, so and so, my daughter, put some water in the milk. She said, oh my mom, you do not hear Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu what he tell you? Amir al-Mu'mineen, he tell you don't do it? She said, Amir al-Mu'mineen is not here. She said, oh my mom, if Amir al-Mu'mineen is not here, Allah is here. Allah is watching me, I will not do it. At this time, Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, he went right away to the tent. And he said to the old woman, who's inside the tent? He said, it's my daughter. He ran to his house, or his tent. And he collected all his sons, this Farooq al-Ummah, Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu. And he said, who will marry the woman of the milk? The daughter of the woman of the milk. All his sons were shocked. A poor Bedouin woman, she has a couple of goat, we never even see her. He said, who will marry so and so, the daughter of the woman of the milk? Nobody heard. You know what he said? He said, I swear by Allah, if nobody among you will marry her, I will marry her. Now why Umar ibn Khattab, he want to marry a young girl like that? For what? For her beauty? Because she's young? No. He value her piety. Is this what we have in our generation? Where is piety? Show me today a girl, she really have piety. Or a young man, he really have something. Show me. We become an ummah with fake. All our Islam is fake. And what we want is fake. And we won't give our children fake. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. This is a reality, my brother and sister in Islam. You choose what? You choose quality, piety, fear of Allah, love of Allah, manner with Allah. How many of us looking for that? Any question, any concern? Any question, any concern? Is enough for today? Insha'Allah. Okay, سبحانك اللهم بحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفر وأتوب إليك اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم اشرح صدورنا لما تحب وترضاه اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وباعد بيننا وبين الكفر والفسوق على العصيان واجعلنا من الراشدين واجعلنا من الهادين المهتدين اللهم آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب عذاب النار. رب ارحمهما كما رباني صغيرا. رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء. رب اغفر وارحم وتجاوز عما تعلم إنك أنت الأعز الأكرم. اللهم اعف عنا وعن أمة حبيبك المصطفى حيها وميتها. اللهم ارحمهما كما رباني صغيرا. اللهم افتح علينا فتحا مبينا. اللهم افتح بيننا وبين قومنا بالحق وأنت خير فاتحين. برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.